This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. 50 years ago today, a small incident in a high school cafeteria almost caused a riot, and it forever changed the lives of two people. Here's our colleague Alex Chadwick now with his latest story from Little Rock, Arkansas, about the struggles over integration in that city.
This is Little Rock Central High School now. The building still looks like it did back then, but the students don't. It's almost equally black and white now, but back then, with 2,000 kids, just 9 were African Americans. It looked different then, but it must have sounded about like a lunchroom does today. And then the sound changed. There was a clatter. Maybe a dish broke because of what happened.
I dropped my tray with the chili and the roll and the milk on these two guys.
That is Minnie Jean Brown Trickey, and this is Dent Gitchell.
I was the recipient on the back of my head of a tray with a bowl of chili on it that Minnie Jean Brown dropped.
Minnie Jean and Dent were both 16, both students, and really both race pioneers in the nation's civil rights struggle. At Central High School in Little Rock, Arkansas, this was the first try at integration.
I've read time and time again, and she has too, that she threw a bowl of chili on a white boy who was harassing her.
The way it gets told is really kind of not how it happened, but oh well. People love that, the version that I dumped a bowl of chili on this guy's head.
Today, 50 years after that school lunch, Minnie Jean Brown Trickey and Dent Gitchell will tell their version of what happened. But first, some background. In September 1957, 9 black students in Little Rock entered the previously all-white Central High School. Minnie Jean was among them. There were large, ugly crowds outside the school for weeks, segregationist whites. They screamed epithets at the black students as they came and went. By December, the crowds outside were gone, and so were the news cameras. But inside, the tension got worse and worse. As the days went on, Minnie Jean Trickey says, the harassment from the white kids grew. Words at first, and then more than words, every day, in the halls, between classes, going to assembly, something was going to happen.
You're being hit and kicked. And some of the boys wore these heel plates and toe plates, so they could kick pretty hard.
It wasn't all the white kids. Most of them didn't harass Minnie Jean and the others or offer any help either. But enough of the whites did join in the real torment to make life just miserable for the blacks. And lunch, always a chance to get at them in the pinched walkways between the rows of tables. It was building and building to a moment that Dent Gitchell remembers clearly. Did you ever join in that?
No, absolutely not.
Here is Dent's memory, and Minnie Jean's, of what happened at lunch in Little Rock 50 years ago, today.
I was holding the tray above their heads because I'm going through a narrow, like in a cafeteria.
There were some guys harassing her along the aisle. Some people would refuse to move their chairs, and I think maybe somebody kicked a chair into her.
Just kicking the chairs.
I tried to move my chair in a little bit.
So I just dropped the tray.
I felt something warm running down my right shoulder.
Of course, chili splattered. And
there was chili on my shirt. Pandemonium broke loose in the cafeteria at that moment. At about the time we got up to the principal's office, Minnie Jean also arrived to report the incident.
When I got to the girl's vice principal, she asked me, did I do it on purpose? And I said it was accidentally on purpose, because I really hadn't understood it. It just, and even when I describe it, my hands open like that, I don't know if it was on purpose or not. It's just, I did just open my hand and I scurried out as quickly as I could, scared to death.
The school sent Dent home to change his clothes. He was back that afternoon. Minnie Jean got suspended for 6 days, and 2 months later, she was gone. She would finish high school in New York. Dent Gitchell went on to become a lawyer and a law professor.
In many ways, Alex, it was a positive thing because it opened my mind. You know, it started the process of changing my attitudes on a whole lot of things.
For Minnie Jean, Little Rock was where she learned this lesson. She could not be perfect the way everyone asked her to be. The people who needed her as a symbol for civil rights, and curiously, the racists who taunted her every day.
You have to be perfect to come to our imperfect school, which is the nature of racism. You can't measure up. We'll make sure you don't measure up, and we'll do everything to keep you from measuring up for as long as this country exists, from then to now. And we'll do that so well that you'll think it's your own fault.
Minnie Jean Brown Trickey went on to become a teacher, a social worker, an activist, and a mother. She and Dent Gitchell didn't see each other again for decades, until they met and got reacquainted 2 years ago in Little Rock at a chili cook-off. For Day to Day, this is Alex Chadwick.